Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Psachim Daf Kuf Yud. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formative introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We are continuing in the topic of zugos, the issue of avoiding food items and other matters that appear in pairs or in even numbers. Before continuing in the Gemara itself, which we will be picking up from the fourth line from the top at the end of the line where it says Tonu Rabbanan, the Tuf Resh abbreviation, we will want to notice what we have in our Nosei topic heading that you find in the outside margin. So we have written in Shtias Zugos, the drinking of even numbers, Have Sakona Lemisha Oimed Lotzeis Laderech, presents a danger for someone who is about to embark on a journey. Tanu Rabbanan, Shoyse Kiflayim Domoi Barosha, one who drinks even numbers, he drinks 2, 4, 6 cups of whatever, so he is presenting himself into danger. That's Domo Barosho. Omar Rav Yehuda, Amosai, Rav Yehuda says, when is this the case? Bizman Shelo Ro Pnei Hashuk. This is true if he hasn't gone outdoors between each cup. Avoro Panei Hashuk, if he went outdoors between the cups, Horoshus Biyodo, then it's fine. Omravashi Chazino Le, the Rav Chananyo Bar Bevai, De A Kol Kois Havinofik V'chozi Ape Shuka. Rav Ashi says that I've noticed, Rav Chananyo, that on each cup, he would, after each cup, he was planning to drink a few cups, he would go outside between cups. Volo Amoron, this is another qualification, we say that the Zugos is a problem, Elo Lotzeis Laderech. That's with regard to someone who is about to take a trip. Avol Bevesoi Loi, someone who plans to remain in his house, then there is no problem. Omar Rabbi Zera, the Lishoin, a person who is drinking and then plans to go to sleep, Kelotzeis Laderech Domi, it's like going on a trip. And therefore, before going to sleep, a person should be careful not to drink zugos, not to drink even numbers of whatever. Omar Rav Papa, Velotzeis Labeis Hakisei, Kelotzeis Laderech Domi, a person who, after drinking, plans to go to relieve himself in the bathroom, is also like a trip. One might, regarding this particular point, consider that the Beis HaKisei that was common in the time of the Gemara was a type of outhouse. It was not indoor plumbing. The Gemara goes on and asks a question. A few lines ago, we mentioned that the Beis Olo, that for a person drinking zugos and remains in his house, that does not present a problem. On that point, the Gemara now raises a question. We've added little arrows to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text so as to enable you to draw together the point of the question and where this was originally cited a few lines up. We've also dashed, underlined the appropriate expressions in order to help make this connection. So, based on what we said before, the Gemara now asks a question that itself lasts a few lines. You'll notice a long question marking to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. You notice a kuf that's encircled with a vertical dash line indicating that all of the lines of Gemara opposite this point form the question. So the Gemara asks, Ube Beisoi Loi, and remaining in one's house after drinking zugos is not a problem. Vaha Rava Moni Kshuri. Rava, upon drinking each cup of whatever he was drinking, he would associate with Kshuri a beam on the ceiling. So that if he, after drinking a cup, he would note he would make eye contact with a beam on the ceiling, and of course the ceiling was covered with numerous beams, so he would be able to keep track of which cup he was up to. And he did this in order to make sure that he wouldn't finish his drinking, leaving off at an even number. Ve'abaye kishosi chad kosa, and Abaye, when he would be drinking, let us say he drank one cup, mankit le ime tre kosi betre yodea. His foster mother, Ime, is the woman who raised Abaye. After all, when he was born, at the point Abaye was born, his own biological mother died. So Ime in the Shas is a reference to the woman that raised him. So Ime would hold two cups in her hands. In other words, after Abaye would drink one, this would signify that, well, if you want to drink more, you've got to drink at least two more, so that you will have consumed three, which is not an even number. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok Kihavi Shosi, with regard to Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok, while he was drinking, there now the Gemara makes 2 points. Aleph, Tre Kosi, Mankit Le Shame Chad Kosa. If Rav Nachman was drinking two cups, his waiter or his shamish, the one serving him, would make sure to hold a one cup. In other words, it would represent a third cup. And if Rav Nachman was drinking one cup, Chad Kosa, and it seemed that he would want to drink more, mankit le tre kosi betre yode. So the shamish would hold two cups, each one in one hand. In other words, two cups in two hands. So what do we see from this? We see from these stories that involved Rava and Abaye and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. These, we'll refer to them as these three examples. And we've included little numbers to indicate that we're talking about these three rabbis. Do we not see from here that they were concerned with Zugos, even though they were remaining in their house? The Gemara answers, Adam Choshuv Shaini. Being that the stories we just heard featured men of great importance, the Rashbam points out that when it comes to important people, the shadim, injurious spirits that take effect when one violates zugos, they make special efforts to injure the odom choshev, the important individual, so that even though as far as a general standard is concerned, if one plans to remain in his house, he doesn't have to concern himself with zugos. If the individual in question is an Odom Choshev, he should avoid the Zugos, even if he plans to remain at home. Before we go further, let's glance at the side of the page. We have a Nosei Nivneh heading, a topic heading with a structural note attached to it. We see a diamond. The diamonds will appear as we go on in the Gemara. There are four Doros Shel Amoroyim, Shebozeh Acharzeh, the four generations of Amoroim that one after the other, Mimatim Hamispor Shel Hazugos Shemahavis Akona. They will reduce the number, the even number that presents danger. This will become self-explanatory as we go on. So all that we should bear in mind before we get into the Gemara is the idea of taking even numbers and reducing the even numbers to a certain point where the issue of Zugos will no longer present a problem, with maybe the exception of the smallest of the numbers that are left after this discussion. Continuing now in the Gemara, Omar Ula, Asoro Koisois, Ein Bohem Zugos. The 10 cups, if a person drinks 10 cups, even though 10 is an even number, and certainly if it's more than that, there is no problem of Zugos. Ula Letame. Ula, in saying this, is consistent with what he has said elsewhere. The Omar Ula v'Amri lo b'masnisatana. Ula has said, and according to other versions, it's found in a Tanaic source, Asoro koisus tiknu chachomen bebe sa'ovel. The Gemara in Ksubas tells us that in the house of a mourner, there is a practice of drinking 10 cups of wine. And they established these 10 cups in honor of particular points that are discussed in the Gemara over there. The Isalkadaito Hasoro Koisus Yeshba Mishum Zugos, if one were to think that 10 cups, since we're dealing with a number 10, which is an even number, that it does present a problem, well, Heichi Kaimi Rabbonin V'Tiknu Milsa De'osi Lidei Sakona. How in the world could the Rabbonin establish a practice that could lead to danger? So it must be that 10 is out of the danger realm in the first place. Aval, Tamni Yesh Bohem Mishum Zugos. However, 8 does represent a problem of zugos. You'll notice we have double underlinings that appear now and over the next couple lines. And on the outside margin, we see the double underline featured, mispar zugi, even numbers, shekol echot choshav adayin yesh bo mishum sakona, that each opinion feels there still is a sakona problem. So at this point, Ula feels that 8 does represent a problem. Continuing though, Rav Chisda v'Rabo bar Avuna, the Amri Travayu, they will tell us that 8 is not a problem. And the reason for that is that, well, in order to get to a number 8, you have to go through 7. You can't get to 8 unless you can't drink 8 cups unless you've already drunk 7 cups. After the 7th comes the 8th. However, the number 7 has a counterpart in the case of the Birkas Kohanim, Nesias Kapayim, sometimes referred to it as Duchanin. The text that's recited is made of three phrases. They are Yevorecha Hashem Vishmerecha. The second phrase is Yoyer Hashem Pono Veilecha Vichuneko. And the third is Yiso Hashem Pono Veilecha Vyosem Lecha Sholoim. That third posuk, Yiso Hashem Ponov Eilecha V'yosem L'cha Shaloim, is made of 7 words. The last word is Shaloim. So based on that, the Gemara says, the Rav Chisda and Rabba both say, Shaloim L'toivo Mitztarev, L'ro'o Loi Mitztarev. How does that work? And the explanation we give now will also hold true for the next couple lines of Gemara. It means that if a person drank 6 cups, now 6 is an even number, that is a zugos problem. So by drinking a 7th cup, that's mitztaref l'toivo. That means it neutralizes the negative effects that the 6 may have had. In fact, he didn't drink 6, he now drank a 7th cup, so he's in good shape. However, if after the 7th cup, he drinks another cup, namely an 8th cup, we say in this Gemara, this is what Rav Chisda and Rabba are both saying, that the 7th is not mitztaref l'ro'o. It won't serve as a link in the chain of cups, enabling him to get to number 8, so to speak. So therefore, if he drinks in actuality 8 cups, nevertheless, there's a missing link. Namely, the 7th cup is viewed as if it's not there. And therefore, he's protected. He, for our purposes, it's viewed as if then he's drunk only 7 cups and not 8. Continuing in the Gemara, Aval Shisa Yesh Bohen Mishum Zugos. However, according to Rav Chisda and Rabba Bar Avuna, 6 does represent a problem. Rabba of Rav Yosef, the Amri Travayhu, let's just not confuse this Rabba with the Rabba we saw just before, who was Rabba Bar Avuna. This is a different Rav. Rabba and Rav Yosef, they both say, Vichuneko l'toivo mitztaref, l'ro loi mitztaref. Vichuneko is the 5th word of the second posuk of the Birkas Kehanim. The second posuk was made up of 5 words. They were Yo'er, Hashem, Ponov, Eilecho, Vichuneko. So the fact that the 5th word, the fact that you have a number 5 in that particular pasuk, and that's Birkas Kohanim, it's a brocha, they say, like we just said before, that Vichuneka has the power of neutralizing one who drank 4. If he drinks a 5th cup, it's L'toivu Mitztarev. However, L'ro lo Mitztarev, the 5 is going to be viewed as not there if he happens to drink a 6th cup. So even if he drank 6 cups, he's not in danger. And that's what they said. That's what they are saying in their comment here. Avol, continuing, Arbo'o Yesh Bohen Mishum Zugais. However, as far as they are concerned, 4 does represent a problem. Abai Bravo, the Amri Travayhu, Vishmerecha, which is the last word of the first Pasuk of the Birkas Kehanim, which was made up of 3 words, and they were Yevorechicho Hashem Vishmerecha. The Vishmerecha is number 3, and therefore L'toivo Mitztaref, L'ro Lo Mitztaref, in accordance to what we said before, and therefore, as far as Abai and Rav are concerned, 4 does not represent a problem. The Ozda Rava Litame Rava, who we just saw, is consistent with what he reasons on other occasions or in other practices. De Rava afkinu l'rabbonon ba'arbo'o koisois. When Rava would escort his visitors out of his house, he would escort them out of the house after they drank four cups. In other words, even on some occasions his visitors might have had four cups to drink, he would say, that's fine, and now you can go out on your journey. In other words, Rava doesn't feel that the number four, even though it's an even number, it's a non-threatening issue. Just like he got finished saying a moment before that Vichuneko is Litoiva Mitzdarev, Lero Loi Mitzdarev. And the Gemara goes further and says, Afalgav di Itzik Rava Bar Livoi, Loi Chosh La Lamilsa. Even though Rava Bar Livoi got hurt after having drunk four cups, this did not affect Rava's thinking. Don't confuse here. Rava Bar Livoi is a different individual than the Rava we're focusing on. So even though Rava Bar Livoi got injured after drinking four cups, Rava was not influenced by that. The Omar, Rava explained Hahu, the fact that he, Rava Bar Livoi, got injured, Mishum de Oisvan Bepirko Have, because when I give a public shiur, a public lecture, he would ask questions on my teachings in public, and that would embarrass me. The word de Oisvan is similar to the word Meisve that you find often in the Shas, which means to raise questions. And he would challenge me and ask questions on me during my public lectures, and that served to embarrass me. So because of this negative behavior or practice of his, that's what subjected him to the danger, that he suffered. However, in general, four, according to Rava, does not present a problem. Before going on in the Gemara itself, let's glance at the side. We now are encountering a new geometric form as far as this sugya is concerned. We notice triangles with colored-in tips. The reason for coloring the tips, by the way, is to distinguish these triangles from triangles that appeared on the previous omit, that when you have in our Gemara marking system two facing amudim open, we try to make sure that you will see each series that appears appearing in a different shape, so as not to confuse one series with another. And as we mentioned very often in our introduction to the marking system, the individual geometric shapes have no inherent significance as contrasted with any other geometric shape. All they do is simply establish a series between within one given shape. So here we have the series of triangles, and they're colored in tips. You'll notice on the outside margin the nose, mivne, amoroyim shekiblu divuach mehashedim v'chadome. We will see stories of amoroyim that received communication from these spirits and other, the shedim spirits and other kinds of spiritual entities, benoisim shel zugos v'chadome, and they'll be receiving these communications in concerning topics of zugos and other matters. 1 and 2 are Kshurim LeYosef Shida. The first two stories involved a communication received from a shade, a demon named Yosef. Yosef Shida, Yosef the Shade. Continuing now in the Gemara, Omar Rav Yosef. Omar Li Yosef Shida. Rav Yosef tells me that, Rav Yosef reports that Yosef Shida told me. Now, in our Gemara, we're going to have two versions. When we've illustrated this with an aleph and a beis, a couple lines later you might notice a beis. And before you get to the beis, you will have noticed a squiggle underline expression where it says, Iko di Amri lo lahai gisa. No, so there's another version that has the story reported in an opposite direction. This will become apparent very shortly. So the first version, the aleph version, this was reported by Yosef Shida, Ashmedoi Malko de Shedi. The name of the king of the Shedim is named Ashmedoi. Memuna hu akulu zugi. He's in charge of this whole realm known as Zugois. U Malko lo ikri mazik. And a king is not called a mazik. If we look at the Rashbam, you'll find the lower part of the page, in the wide lines, more than halfway down the wide line section, lo ikri mazik, ein rogil bekach. A king is not customary to be involved with hurting others. De genai hulo, it's to his discredit. Velo chayshinon lezugois, and therefore we are not preoccupied with the danger posed by zugos. The milsa de lo shchichohi, it's something that's uncommon. Umiu zimnin de nizoit, sometimes people are hurt in this. Varoitzel achmir velasos netirusa yaser to ovid. And someone who wants to be extraordinarily, exceptionally careful, he has the right to behave thusly. The Tosfos points out, Umalka lo mikri mazik. He has a Tosfos a slightly different take on this. He says, Vaha ditanya lo yochal trei. So if that be the case, then why do we have a brisa that we saw at the top of this omid, at the point of Gemara from the end of last time, that we had last time? It said there lo yochal trei. If this is true, that the Ashmedoi is in charge of Zugos and he's a king, and it's not within his dignity to be involved with Mazik, why was one warned not to eat too? Hainu mishum kshofim. That's because of another entity or another phenomenon known as kshofim. The kshofim is one area, shadim is another area. Rashbam Piresh de Pa'omin Mazik, and the Rashbam explained, like we just saw, that even though the king doesn't generally practice injurious behavior with regard to others, sometimes it happens. Let's continue in the Gemara. Iko di Amri law lahai gisa. There are those that say this story over in the opposite way. Adarabba. Adarabba means to the contrary. If you're telling me that Ashmedoi is in charge of Zugos, Malko Rashonahu, a king, often gets angry. Rashon has to do with a temper, with anger. My deboi of it. A king does whatever he wants to do. And the Gemara now quotes a halacha that pertains to kings. In general, Shamelech poreitz geder laso slo derech v'ein mochin biodo. A king, if he should want, I believe this is referred to in constitutional law, the right of eminent domain. That a king, if he wants to, pave a road, and it involves cutting through someone's property. So a king poreitz geder, he can knock down a fence in order to make for himself a road. The ein mochin the other one, no one can protest it. A king has then free reign, so to speak, and therefore the king, who oftentimes gets angry because of what he sees going on, if the king, in this case Ashmedoi, is in charge of Zugos, and as a king he gets angry, he can unleash his wrath on someone who violated or who practiced drinking Zugos or eating twos or even numbers of things. Omar Rav Papa, another story. Omar Li Yosef Shida. Betray Katlinon Barbo lo Katlinon Barbo Mazikinon. Yosef Shida tells us that if a person drinks two is being, let's say, the most dangerous number, the person can subject himself to being Katlinon, is killed. If a person drinks four, then we say, the Shadim, the Yosef Shido tells us, we don't kill, but we do injure. Further details on this. Betray, a person subjects himself to this great danger, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, whether he willingly or knowingly, mezid is willingly, knowingly drank two, or even if by mistake, he didn't plan it, but he finished off with two. He subjects himself to the danger. Barbo, when it comes to the number four, b'mezid, in b'shogeg lo. That's only if he, with intent, drank four. But if he didn't realize what number he was holding by and ended off with a number four, not realizing that, so he's not in danger. V'i ishtali, v'ikri, v'nofak, mai takante. Let's say that a person forgot himself, and he drank Zugos, he drank an even number, forgetting what could happen. If so, that's ishtali means he fried himself and went out, v'nofak, maitakante. What is his solution? In other words, my understanding is, well, once he's outside and not realizing that he left off at an even number, what should he do? Apparently he now remembers that he's now in trouble. So the Gemara has an answer. This answer spans a number of lines. You'll notice we have a long teretz marking. To the left-hand side of the Gemara text, you see a tuf that's encircled with a vertical dashed line. The solution is as follows. Linkoit zakfo diyode diaminoi biyode dismole. A zakfo is a gudal. Gudal is a thumb. One should take his thumb of his right hand and clasp it in his left hand. Vizakfo dismole biyode diamine. And the thumb of his left hand he should hold in his right hand. So he has his two thumbs extended being clasped by the other hand. The name Ahochi, and say the following. These are in the realm, and we'll see many more of these kinds of sayings as we go on in the Gemara. They represent some form of some type of incantation. In this case, it's rather straightforward. It says, Atun v'ano ha tlosa. So he's speaking to his thumb, so to speak. There's the two of you, and there's me. That's one. So we are three. In other words, three is a non-zugos number. V'ishmi'alei, the Omar, if he hears a voice saying, could be the voice of a person, of a woman, but if he hears a voice that says, well, atun v'anoho arbo, well, there's you three, and there's me. That's now four, which is a problem, an even number. Ne'im'alei, then respond, Atun v'ano ha chamisha. There's all of you and me. That's five, which is a non-zugos number. V'ishmi'alei d'yomar atun v'ano ha shisa. And if you hear a voice again saying, well, there's me and there's you guys, that's a total of six. Ne'im'alei, so say back, atun v'ano ha shiva. There's seven. Havi'uvda ad meo v'chad. This went on. Once upon a time, there was an incident. Uvda is an incident. This went on back and forth, and they reached 101. Upoka shida, and the shade split. In other words, the shade. The Rashbam says merov tsar, because of great frustration and pain, the shade simply split, and the person was saved. Omar Amemar, another triangle shaded in, but this time we're not dealing with Yosef Shida, hence you see he's not part of the numberings that we started with Rav Yosef and Rav Popa that we featured as 1 and 2. This is a separate incident, not involving Yosef Shida, but involving a witch. Omar Amemar reports, Omro li rishtini denoshim kashfonios. The chief witch in charge of the witches, the queen witch, if you will, told me the following. Now, we have this labeled as a nekuda aruka, long point. You can see the nun that's encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with a vertical dashed line. This extends till Amud Beis, the third line from the top. And as we just saw, we're now going to be exposed to some more elaborate incantations. It's not of essential importance for us to be preoccupied with attempting to translate them, even though the Rashbam does translate some of the words. But for us, it's just important to realize that it's an incantation. So Rav Amemar tells us that he met the queen witch, Hai man de pogabuhu benoshim kashfonios, one who meets up with a witch. So here you're getting inside information from the chief witch herself. So one who meets up with them, Neimo Hochi, should say the following. Now, we have noted this with a phrase marking, and this really extends till the end of our long point, till the end of the third line from the top on Omid Beis. So the recommendation is to say the following. Chori chamimi b'dikulo bazia lepumaychu noshi d'charshaya. Some of the words we'll try to translate based on the Rashbam. Chori is solid waste or tsoya, dung, feces. chamimi, hot ones. So hot feces, dikula bazia. A dikula is a basket. Bazia is a torn, in a torn basket with holes in it. Lepumaychu noshi dechashaya should be to the mouths. To the mouths of you witches. Korach karchaychi, porach parchaychi. The wind should carry away the breadcrumbs that you use for your witchcraft. Ivdur tavlunaychi, and the spices that you use for your black magic should be scattered. Porach zika lemorika chadita denekisu noshim kashvonios, and the porach zika is the wind should blow and carry away the morika chadita type of spice known as karkum, the new karkum denekisu that you hold, you witches hold in your hands for your black magic practice. As long as
there was compassion on me from Shemayim, and as long as I was careful with myself, I didn't come into your midst.
Hashtod asisi lego, now that I have come into your midst, karchanani v'chananchi, your compassion for me has gone cold. As we said, the translation is really of less significance for the purposes of our shir. I am sure that this has much deeper connotations for those of you who will extend themselves to study these sugyas on much deeper levels. After all, we're dealing with the Shas, with our Talmud, which was compiled by the greatest of our people, and you can rest assured that they had much, much, much deeper intentions in their inclusion of these things in the Talmud, even though on the superficial level we don't really appreciate what is being presented. Be'amarova, the Gemara goes on, fourth line from the top. Be'amarova lo kapti azugi, in Eretz Yisrael they did not preoccupy themselves, worry about the whole issue of even numbers. Ravdimi minaharda kopid afilu arushmo de chavita. This is another extreme. Ravdimi from Naharda was a city in Bovel, he was makbid even on what the Gemara says, rushmo de chavita. Let's say a word about this. Barrels of items that were sold, let's say barrels of wine that were sold, each barrel had a certain amount, a certain quantity of wine in it. And the unit of measure, whatever it was, you'll see there's an example. If you look in the Rashbam, the ephah number is used, a certain measure. According to the number of ephahs that were in, they would make a scratch mark or an etching on the barrel top, on the barrel lid. He, Ravdimi, was makbid to make sure that there would not be an even number of notches. Probably, my assumption is that he would make sure that no barrels contained an even number of ephahs, or even number of quarts, or even number of gallons, or whatever the unit of measure is, so that the scratch marks on the top, the etchings on the top, would reflect an odd number. Havi uvda, there was an incident where they weren't careful and filled the barrels with an even number, and hence had an even number of etchings on the top. Upoka chavita, and the barrel split. We now encounter a new geometric form, and on the side we see a bow tie form. Shnei, two klolim beinyan zugos, two rules concerning zugos. We see one over here, and further down on the page, another general rule. Within the first rule, there will be two comments. One is, and we've used a double underline to reflect the two parts of this first rule. Klolo de milsa, the Gemara. Kol de kopid. The Rashbam adds words here for understanding, not by way of text, but anyone who is over-concerned. Kopid, in this case, means over-concerned with the effects of zugos. Kapti bahadei. They will be concerned. They will, that will pose a danger to such an individual. Du'udalo kopid. A person who is not
overly concerned with zugos, lo kapti bade, they won't bother that kind of person. Umiu. However, one should have it in the back of his mind. Lemechash mean suspect, but not be preoccupied. Ki osa ravdimi omar. Notice a diamond we have here, and a few lines later another one. On the outside margin, the diamond is explained to he'oros shel ravdimi be'inyan zugos, two points that ravdimi shares with us regarding even numbers. So ravdimi, ki osa ravdimi omar, when he came, he told us, number one, shtei beitzim, shtei egoizim, shtei kishuin, v'dover acher, halocha lemoshe misinai. There's a list here of four items. Three of them are clear. Three are eggs. Number two are nuts. And number three are kishuin, a type of vegetable. Two of any one of those items represents a danger. In other words, a person should avoid eating two eggs or two nuts or two kishuin. There's a fourth item in this list, which is simply referred to as dover, something else. And it's not clear and what that other thing is. So, going over this point, he says these four items are halacha l'moshe misinai. It means that from based on oral tradition, these four items, two of any one of these four items, presents a danger, a risk. Umistapka luhu l'rabbonan ma'inihu dover acher. And the Rabbanan, the rabbis, were in doubt as to what that fourth item is. The fourth item, if consumed in a unit of two, would be dangerous. And as a result of that, v'gozer Rabbanan b'kulu zugi mishum dover acher. And the Rabbanan ruled that one should avoid two of anything, because that anything might be the dover acher that was just referred to. The ha diamoron asora, and that which we said before on Omer Aleph, asora tamni shiso arboin bohem mishum zugi. If we recall the Gemara on Omer Aleph, we saw there a number of double underlined sections in the middle of the page. We were reducing the numbers, so he points out that which we said that 10, 8, 6, and 4 don't present a zugi problem. Lo amoran elo le'inyon mazikin. This is true only with regard to a place that there are no witches, that there's just an inyon, just a problem or a potential of mazikin, which maybe is associated with shadim. However, avo le'inyon kshofim, if one is in a place where there are witches, afilu tuva nami chayshinon, even with larger numbers, one must concern himself. One must be careful. And in order to illustrate this, we have a Meisen incident that spans a number of lines of Gemara. You'll notice the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, the word Meisa, that's encircled with a vertical dashed line, indicating that all of the following lines form the incident. So we said a moment ago that when you're dealing with witchcraft, as opposed to demons, there you have even you have to concern yourself with even larger numbers. Kiha de'ahu gavro de'gorsho lidvisu. There was a man that divorced his wife. Insivo lechenvo. She went and married a, we would say maybe a bartender. A chenvo is a person who sold beverages, alcoholic beverages, sold wine. People would go to what's referred to in a number of Gemaras as the chanus and sit and drink wine. So the divorced lady went and married, for convenience purposes, we'll refer to him as the bartender. Kol yoyma have ozu v'shosi chamra. Every day, the first husband went to this place to drink wine. Have a ka'ovdo leik shofim. Well, his former wife cast a spell on him. The spells could not take hold of him because he, this first husband, was very careful with the issue of even numbers. Yumachad ishti tuva. One day he drank a little too much. Velo have yoda kama shosi, and he lost count of the number that he was drinking. Ad Shitzar Havitzayel, until 16, he was still of sound mind. Now, we've dashed underlined 16 to demonstrate that which we said before, that when you're dealing with kshafim, even large numbers present a danger. A large, even numbers. So, we're pointing out here that up till 16, he was still of tzayel. Tzayel means of clear thought. And he was careful, but he kept drinking. And beyond that number, he was up to the 17th cup, he was no longer of clear mind, he was no longer lucid, and afikte bezuga, and he finished his drinking with an even number. Ki have ozil, when he was about to go, gos be hahutaya. Gas Bey met up with him, an Arab met up with him. Omale, the Arab said, Gavra Katelo hu de Ozil Hocha, I see a man that's like a walking dead man. In other words, the Taya, the Arab, sensed that this man was witchcraft had been cast upon him, a spell had been cast upon him. And the Arab reacted by saying, Gavra Katela, who the Ozil Hocha? Here there's a dead man walking. Ozil Chavke Ledikla. So he went and clasped a palm tree. Tzavach Dikla Opokahu. The palm tree apparently absorbed all of the spells that was in this fellow, and it dried out and split. What we see from this incident is that when you're dealing with kshafim, when you even large numbers, large even numbers are problematic. Omar Rav Avira, Ke'orois v'kikrois ein bohem mishum zugois. If a person ate two bowls of soup, ke'oros, or two bowls of rice, we're talking about cooked foods, or two loaves, or two rolls, Ein bohemishu zugos, that doesn't present a problem. Klolo de milsa, the rule concerning this is as follows. Kol shegomroi bide odom, things, food items that are processed foods, that are completed, that are made by man, ein bohem mishum zugos. There is no problem of zugos. However, gomroi bide shamayim, things that appear naturally, that are not processed, that's b'mili mini demechal chayshinon. If you're dealing with food items that appear naturally, fruits, vegetables, things like that, then one should concern himself. Then one is choshesh for zugos. Chanus ein bohen mishum zugos. The Rashbam on the issue of chanus, across from here in the outside margin which contains the Rashbam, shares two pshatim. One is if he drank in two separate bars. So that is not a problem. The other pshat that he prefers is that one who drinks zugos in a bar is not subject to this particular problem. The maisa before, where we saw the man in the bar that was injured, or that was the spell took hold of him, that wasn't zugos, that was kshafim. Turning back to the Gemara, nimlach ein bohen mishum zugos. This is a situation where a person had drunk, let us say, a certain number, and let us say he drank an odd number, and after drinking the odd number, he thought he was finished, and then he changed his mind and drank another cup, which ended off with an even number. That is not a problem. Oireach ein bo mishum zugos, a visitor. He doesn't know how many drinks he will be served. So as far as each cup is concerned, he is like the case of Nimlach, thinking that at any given point this is the last cup. Any subsequent cup, even if it may end off as an even number, it was not something he had planned on at the outset, being that he was a guest. An isha that's not chashuva, a common woman, as opposed to a woman holding high office, ein bo mishum zugos. Zugos does not affect her because she is not accustomed to drinking. V'i isha chashuva, if you're dealing with a woman of importance, of significance, it could very well be that because of her contact with the public or other related matters, she is accustomed to drinking wine. So, an isha chashuva chayshinon, she has to concern herself with zugos. Omar Rav Chinina Brei de Rabbi Yoshua. Asparagus mitstarif l'toivo v'ein mitstarif l'ra'a. A word about this item called asparagus. This is a type of beverage that's made with different ingredients. Included in it is what's called, what the Rashbam refers to as kruv and wine, and yayin. And this was drunk by many people every morning as a refuah before their meals. So being that it's an item that's, we wouldn't classify it as a standard beverage, but it was drunk for health purposes, medical purposes, or health-related matters, it has a special category. And it's called, like we saw before, it's mitzaref letoivo. As we saw before, if a person had drunk two cups of whatever and then drank as his third cup the asparagus, it would neutralize the zugos number that he had drunk. However, it also is ein mitzaref the raw, which would be mean that if after the asparagus cup he drinks another cup which would result in an even number, the asparagus does not link up with it. And the example that the Rashbam gives is a very simple example, that if he drank one cup of wine, let's say, and then the asparagus was his second cup, it wouldn't join up with the first cup to equal two cups. Omar Ravino Mishmei Derava. Zugi L'chumra. V'amri lo Zugi L'kula. Let's glance at the Rashbam. Zugi l'chumra. The Rashbam on the first wide line under the Gemara. Im eino yodea im shosu zugos imav. If a person is in a situation where he doesn't know whether he drank zugos or not, yishteh. So according to the first lashon, the aleph lashon, it's recommended drink another cup. V'im shosu zugos. And if it turns out that this extra cup completes an even number, since his kavona was that this should join up for the purpose of canceling the zugos, so it joins up for that purpose. And if he had not drunk zugos, well, let's go over, we want to just refine our pshat, we might be a little more accurate. We'll start again with our explanation that if a person was, as we said, doesn't know whether he drank zugos or not. So if he had drunk zugos, if he had in fact drunk an even number, so this is mitzaref to cancel the even number, this extra cup. And if in fact he did not drink zugos, this extra cup is under the realm of nimlach. It's a change of mind. In other words, he's making a new decision now to drink this additional cup. So that even though technically this additional cup represents a now an even number, nevertheless, it doesn't join up to create the even number because of the nimlach factor. That was the explanation of zugi l'chumra, meaning be machmir and drink another cup. There's another explanation that the Gemara just, another approach, another version, was Amri Lo Zugi L'Kula, the Rashbam says, Vi Amri Lo Zugi L'Kula. That means if a person is in doubt, Shelo Yishteh, he shouldn't drink another cup. The Kevan Deshasi, by his drinking an extra cup, Goli Adaiti the Kabbat Zugos, he's revealing that he is really concerned and worried about Zugos. The e meikara lo bezugos havikoi, and if initially he did not end off with an even number, vahashta shasi, and now he drinks this extra cup to create an even number, mitstarfilu bahadi hadodi, it will join up, hilkoch lo yishteh. Therefore, don't drink. Dafilu e bezugos havikoi, even if he had left off with an even number, we will still tell you don't drink. Dilma Kevan de Lo Kapid, maybe by virtue of the fact that he is not taking extra measures and drinking, he's showing us that he's not that concerned. Lo kopid bahadei. So the zugos, or the power behind them, won't injure him. Continuing in the Gemara, Omar of Yosef, Trei dechamro v'chad deshichro lo imitztarif. If a person drank two cups of wine and one cup of beer, the one cup of beer does not join up. So it would appear then that he's left in a dangerous position. Trei deshichro v'chad dechamro. If, however, he drank two cups of beer and a third cup happened to be wine, mitztarif, that will join up and save him, because now he has an odd number of cups. The simorech, in order to remember under what circumstances the third cup will join and under which not, in other words, depending on the substance that is in that third cup, how do you remember this rule? Just going over the rule of Rav Yosef is that if the third cup is beer, when the two previous cups were wine, the beer is not going to join up and help. However, if the first two cups were beer and the third cup wine, then it will. So in order to remember that, he suggests remembering a halacha. Now the halacha in and of itself is not related to this sugya whatsoever, but the halacha that he talks about has to do with the ability of fabrics to absorb tumah. V'simonech ze haklal. The following rule applies to fabrics and their absorbing tumah. Different fabrics absorb tumah provided they have a certain minimum amount of fabric. The more significant the fabric, the less amount of it is necessary in order to enable it to absorb tumah. The less significant the fabric, the more of it you will need in order for it to be able to makabel tumah. So let us say that you have a primarily some insignificant fabric, and you don't have enough quantity of the insignificant fabric to absorb tumah, and you attach to it, you sew onto it a piece of other material that is of more significance, so it will complete the amount required for the lesser kind of fabric to receive tumah. The other way around, however, that if you have some important type of material, expensive or significant type of fabric, but you're lacking the necessary minimum requirement for it to makabel tumah, and you attach to it some less significant fabric that in effect completes the physical shi'ur, the physical quantity required for kabbalas tumah, nevertheless, it won't be able to complete the shi'ur required for that lesser kind of fabric. Very simply stated, less significant does not join up with the more significant. The more significant will join up with the less significant. And that's what the halacha says, kol ha-mechubur loy min ha-chomur mimenu tome. Any time you have the more chomur, the more literally strict, but the more significant type fabric that joins up with the less significant, that can complete the required shiur for the required quantity to mikabel tumah. Min hakal mimenu, if you have a basic significant piece of material, which in this case doesn't have the required quantity, and you join up with it, you attach to it some less significant material, tohor, it still won't mekabel tumah. Now how does this translate into the beer and the wine? Very simply, beer is a less significant type of beverage. Therefore, the person who drank two cups of wine, which is an even number, if his third cup is the less significant, it won't join up. It won't create a situation of three. However, if a person drank two cups of beer and the third cup was wine, the wine being more significant, it will join up to create a number three, a non-zugos number. Continuing in the Gemara, we have underlined Rav Nachman's name and called him one. This is in anticipation of Rav Misharshia, who will be a response to what Rav Nachman says here, and we call him number two. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav, Trey Kama Taka V'Chad Ataka. Taka is a table, but in for our purposes it means the meal, because meals are served on tables. If a person drank two before the meal, that's Trey Kama Taka, two cups before a meal, and a third cup during the meal, Mitztarfi, they join up, so this person is said to have drunk three cups, which is good. However, Chad Mekami Taka, the Trey Ataka, one drink before the meal and two during the meal, Lo Mitztarfin, they won't connect, and therefore the one doesn't connect with the two, and you're left with a person who has drunk two cups. Maskiflo Rav Misharshia. Rav Misharshia doesn't approve of this approach, and he asks, Otu anan liskune taka koboinon, liskune gabro koboinon. Are we here to... There's a phrase that's used. I'm not sure that we have to offer a literal translation to it, but the translation of liskune taka, are we trying to fix the meals? We're trying to fix the man. The gavro komiskan dekoi. This person is a person who has drunk three cups. It doesn't matter whether the one is before the meal and two during the meal, or the two are before the meal and the one is during the meal. This person, by the end of the meal, has drunk three cups. So Rav Misharshia takes this more tolerant approach, if you will, more lenient approach, saying that in both cases, the man is in good shape. However, there is another scenario which everyone will agree is doesn't leave the guy in good shape. De kule almo, everyone, even Rav Misharshia, who was more lenient and tolerant, says, Trey ataka v'chad lebosar taka, two cups that a person drinks during the meal, and a third cup after the meal, loi mitztarfi. There, they will not join up. Apparently, the idea of a drink after the meal is considered too disconnected. The man is already satisfied, it appears to suggest this as an explanation, that he's already satisfied, and therefore the third cup after the meal is too disconnected. Whether or not that's the actual explanation, the Gemara itself bases its point on an incident that happened. Ki hahi maise de rabo bar nachmeni. In Maseches Bava Metzia, there is a story that is told where, without getting into any of the details, it's a rather dramatic story and highly recommended for learning it on its own, but without getting into the details, there was a person who needed help, and it's a person who had a meal. During the meal, Rabo Bar Nachmeni discovered that the person who needed help had drunk two cups, and this fellow had finished the meal. In order to save the person, Rabo Bar Nachmeni ordered them to bring back the table so as to reconvene the meal, if you will. And during at that point, after the table was brought back so that he would be continuing the meal, he would have a third cup. So we see from that incident that it would not have been sufficient for Rabo Bar Nachmeni to simply serve this guy a third cup after his meal. It was necessary to bring back the table to demonstrate that the meal is continuing, and then during the meal have the third cup. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. We've labeled Shmuel as number one in anticipation of Rabbi Yochanan at the top of the Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, who we will label as number two. Omar of Yudah Mar Shmuel, Kol HaMozug Mitztarev Chutz Min Hamayim. Beverages that are mixed with water. Let us say he drank some wine that had water mixed into it, and then drank some other mashke that was mixed in with wine. They will mitztarev to whether it be Latoiva or Lara. the exception being water, meaning that what does it mean to have water added to water? If a person had some hot water and poured it in cold water, or the other way around, that doesn't figure into this discussion. They're not mitzarif, they don't join up. Rashbam points out, chutz mikriri b'chamimi b'chamimi b'kariri, d'holoma zigohi, it's not called mozuk, demin b'min ninhu, it's really the two of the same type of substance. Mali kri mali chamimi mikomoko min echod hu, v'shem echod hu, v'im shotso b'tchila yayin mozuk, ein elu mitstarfos lo. So therefore, if a person had drunk initially some diluted wine, this would not mitstarif. Now, this could work in both directions. If he drank two cups of wine, this cup of mixed water with water, won't join up to equal a third. But on the other hand, if a person drank one cup of wine and then drank this, also it wouldn't mitstarif to equal two. Continuing in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, who we're calling number two, says, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar filu mayim. Mayim as well will be in this category of mozug and would be mitzdarif. Omar Rav Popo, Rav Popo comments on Rabbi Yochanan, Lo amoran elo chamimi lego kariri, v'kariri lego chamimi. That mayim, that water is mitzdarif, is when there's a mixture of two different temperature qualities of water, hot into cold or cold into hot. Avol, chamimi lego chamimi, v'kariri lego kariri lo. But mixing some two cups or spilling some hot water into hot water or cold water into a cup of cold water, that would not be called mozug, and even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that would not be mitzdarif. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.